Let's go to Los Angeles, where NPR's Sonari Glinton has been standing in the parking lot of a Toys R Us all morning long. Today is the official start of the holiday shopping season, but Sonari retail analysts have been saying that Black Friday's sort of been losing some of its shine in recent years. Have you been noticing that in the parking lot?
Well, I'm actually in the store right
now.
Oh,
great, good.
I'm around the Legos. Yeah, Black Friday is actually gaining some steam. What's losing steam are things like Gray Thursday and what was Gray Wednesday, meaning opening up earlier and earlier. Consumers have essentially rejected that, and it looks like the busiest time here or in stores is going to be at about noon on Black Friday.
You've been talking to people, I imagine, while they come into the store. What's like the big toy that everybody wants in 2017? The Tickle Me Elmo 2017.
Well, that's the thing about this year. There is no Tickle Me Elmo. There is a Learn From Me Elmo, or there's a version of Live and Learn Elmo, I think, or something like that. There's not like a big toy necessarily from the Hasbros and Mattels. There's some of these more bespoke toys, LOL, Big Surprise, which is a ball of toys, and you don't really know what you're going to get when you go in. That's one of the big ones. Hoverboards are big, and of course,
again, yeah.
Barbie has a townhouse, so that's a big one, too.
Okay, that sounds fun. But, you know, it has been a pretty tough year for retailers. Toys R Us, where you are right now, filed for bankruptcy just a few months ago. How important will the next few weeks of the holiday season be for them?
Well, the holiday season is important for everyone, but Toys R Us is sort of in, you know, more difficult straits. They have done well in bankruptcy, but one of the problems is that, you know, the Star Wars franchise and the Harry Potter franchise are kind of old, and so they're not, you know, driving the excitement for, you know, the Legos and all the branded toys. And you could almost say that Star Wars is, and, you know, this holiday season is sort of keeping Toys R Us going longer than it probably should. I mean, like, I'm in a toy store, and it is not like the most kid-friendly or participation-friendly experience, right?
Really?
You can
imagine.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm standing in a, you know, there are just rows and rows of toys, and in almost every other way, right, we can experience them, we can play with them, and that is where we're going towards in general in retail. If I can get all of these Legos on Amazon or in Walmart, but when you come to the store, you want some expertise, you want some time, and that's where you're going to get the extra sale, and the stores that are doing that are doing much better.
Well, and that's the issue that retail is facing across the board, right? I mean, it's got this huge competition from people just going online to go shopping. So when you look at what is going to happen down the road with the industry, what are analysts saying how the rest of the year will shape up?
Well, we got a little few extra days. The economy is good. The unemployment is good. The stock market is doing well. So we expect a decent holiday season, but we're still going to see mobile eating into the sales and of brick and mortar retailers. It's just hard out here for a big box retailer.
All right. NPR Sonari Glinton on the scene from a Toys R Us in Los Angeles. Go get some food, Sonari. Rest up.
Oh, I need it. Thanks.